One recent evening, Meade Superintendent Tom Rockefeller and members of his administrative team were sitting in the library at Farwell Elementary School. It was an open house, and they were waiting for people to come and ask questions about the district's upcoming levy and bond issue. Before people arrived, Rockefeller and his assistant superintendent, Wayne Leonard, sat in chairs meant for grade school children, and they wondered about the conversations legislators are having in Olympia about school funding. Leonard began to do the math.
Well, the current levy and levy equalization for this year in Meade School District totals about $26 million out of our $121 million budget.
Meade property owners now pay about $4 to the district for every $1,000 of property valuation. Next year, the levy will decrease to about $1.50 per thousand. It means the district will receive only $15 million from local taxpayers.
And so that $11 million gap were supposed to be made up with state funds. But from our calculations, it doesn't appear that we're going to get that much extra money.
This is Superintendent Tom Rockefeller.
The problem is we're just not totally sure how it's all going to work yet. I don't think that the state completely understands, and OSPI and whatever else, there's a lot of details to work out.
I don't know a single school district who says, this is working out great for me.
State School Superintendent Chris Rakedahl says legislators are fine-tuning the new basic education funding formulas they developed last year. He believes some districts will wind up with more dollars than they had before. Others are going to get less. One possibility is to pass hold harmless legislation. In other words, compensate districts that get squeezed by the new formulas.
These larger questions, I think, are still very much up in the air for the last 5 weeks of session.
School administrators are paying close attention to those discussions. Meanwhile, life moves on. Many districts are moving forward this month with their levies for the next few years. The new state rules mean they'll collect much less from local voters than they did before. In exchange, says Spokane Superintendent Shelley Redinger, they've handed over responsibility for funding many basic education programs to the state.
Some examples are full-day kindergarten. Another is lowering class size, especially at K-3, so hiring more teachers. Also transportation. Mm-hmm. We were funding a lot of our transportation costs out of the local levy.
So the idea is that local dollars pay for the extra things parents want for their children, music programs, sports, other extracurriculars, and not for the necessary stuff. Administrators such as Spokane Associate Superintendent Mark Anderson not only hope voters will affirm the local levies, they're also hoping legislators won't make changes that mess up their plans.
Will the state tweak anything about local levies after we've passed ours, that we wouldn't have to go out for another levy to make up the difference because they're not funding as much from the state?
State Superintendent Chris Rakedahl says all of the noise around school funding right now makes it important for districts to get their messaging to voters just right.
Maybe the perception out there is, gosh, the state just solved this, so why am I paying for levies again? I think we all have to do a better job of reminding folks that there is no scenario where we don't need levies. The state only pays for the basics and all of the enrichment activities that are critical for kids. Those are still the obligation of local districts.
In Spokane, the business community, including Greater Spokane Incorporated, is stepping in to endorse all of the local levies. Bruce Williams from GeoEngineers is the co-chair of GSI's K-12 Roundtable Committee. He says education is the basic foundation of the local economy.
It draws in talent. It provides opportunities for our students to enter the workplace. It provides construction jobs in our community. And it really is the centerpiece of our prosperity.
William says he's confident local voters will approve all of the local levies. Even if they do, Tom Rockefeller from Meade expects a bumpy ride for the school districts for the foreseeable future.
Well, there's going to be some interesting challenges in the next few years until this gets leveled out.
School levies in Washington pass with a 50% plus one vote majority. There are no voter validation requirements. Ballots have already been sent out. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.